Okay, so next, we're going to have Jen Klee come up here. Yeah. As I'm sure most of you know, a teacher from HRATS enjoys essentially the Brian's Poorhouse Brussels sprouts with a side of Modest Mouse, so very nice about that, and a self-proclaimed resident of Vacation Land. So everybody put your hands together for Jen Klee.
This thing on?
I knew that I was falling in love with Matt Klee the first time that we went mountain biking together in Post Canyon. Not because he was so fluid and dynamic on his bike, not because his butt looked so good in his mountain biking shorts. And believe me, his butt was the eighth wonder of the world. Songs should be written about that thing. It was amazing. Nope. I knew I had it bad for Matt Klee when I went ass over tea kettle off a root drop and came up smiling, dusted myself off, and kept riding. 5 years into our marriage, I would have had a tantrum and thrown my bike. But at that point, my only concern was remaining adorable. And I was. We were so enchanted with Post Canyon and with one another that in 2007, we bought a home within pedaling distance of the trails. If you're not familiar with Post Canyon, nestled into the West Hills of Hood River is a vast network of trails that serves as a veritable playground for motos, equestrians, hikers, and mountain bikers. The land is managed through the Hood River County Forestry Department, and it's essentially a big tree farm. And each year they do timber harvests that generate massive revenues for county services. In the mid-90s, some guys had the bright idea to start cutting trails for equestrian and moto use that's now located in the lower 7th Stream section of Post Canyon. And two renegade trail builders, Jim Moudry and Dave Bissett, after vacationing in North Vancouver, BC, decided that they needed a place to hone their skills in order to keep up with their Canadian rivals. So these two guys would go out in the dark with bike lamps after work and started to build stunts that resembled what they found in North Van. In the winter of 1999, when Jim's wife was pregnant with their first child, they completed a progressive skills area that they dubbed the Family Man, due to Jim's impending fatherhood. Their rogue trail building continued into the early 2000s, with guys like Douglas Johnson and Gary Pash jumping in, until the county realized that it had a little bit of an issue on its hands. These trail Sasquatches were not going away. And here's the amazing thing, that instead of kicking these guys out and telling them that they couldn't build trails in there, the county sat down at the table with them, and with Dave's wife, Jen, who's an attorney, they hammered out the legalities of forming a trail advisory committee. It should be noted that there are not a lot of communities where this type of collaboration would take place. As the years passed, more trails were built and more riders started showing up. And in 2010, it became clear that there needed to be a liaison between the land management agencies, the trail builders, and the trail users. Sam Pinner and Mike Estes began roundtable discussions about forming a trail alliance that could fill this void. They just needed one thing, a president. Someone who could rally the troops and motivate the community in a professional and organized way. They all looked at Matt Klee, and not just because he was ridiculously handsome. Did I mention his butt? No, they knew that he was the perfect man for the job. He wanted no part of this. His humble demeanor rejected the idea that he was suited for such a role. But with time, it became clear that he was the man for the job, and he stepped up to the plate, and he never looked back. And in 2011, the Hood River Area Trail Stewards, otherwise known as HRATS, was born. That winter, we in Hood River suffered an apocalyptic wind and ice storm that decimated the trails, rendering it unrecognizable. As I moped around lamenting the devastation, Matt was rubbing his hands together, thinking about all the possibilities for rebuilding. And therein lies the difference between our two personalities. This became a huge rallying point for the community. We knew that if we didn't come together, that there would be no riding season that spring. And when this community comes together, it gets shit done. We had unprecedented turnout for work parties that spring, and we did indeed have a writing season. The support for HRATS grew, trails got better, and everything continued to grow. Jim Moudry passed the family man torch on to Matt, and when Matt became the main adopter of the progressive skills area, he was determined to put the family back into family man. His first mission was to complete a gently rolling, tiny tot track for little kids that he deemed the lollipop lane. He was very intentional about creating opportunities for all different riders to advance their skills. None of this was for him or for his ego. It was for the community. And he loved it. He was in his element. And his light shone brightly. Sadly, in May of 2014, we lost that light. My sweet, handsome husband died while doing what he loved the most. He was riding with friends in the Whistler Bike Park. Within 2 days of losing him, I knew that I needed to get back on my bike. I knew that if I didn't go immediately, that I would never ride again, and that would really piss him off. So I loaded my bike onto the back of his truck with my young nephews in tow, and I went to the only place that felt right, Family Man. It's a place that I return to time and again when I seek solace in the spirit of my husband. With the dappled light shining through the trees, I find him there. As I look around, I often see little kids shredding around on their scoot bikes. I see families coming together. I sense the collective energy that resides there, and my heart feels full knowing that his legacy is being honored in the best possible way. I couldn't ask for more. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jen.